he's smart, but he's ignorant. And he's too proud to admit that he doesn't know.
What up, what up? What's going on, beautiful people? Jamari here, and I'd like to welcome you all back to Black Men Mondays, the personal development podcast geared towards making black men great. This week, I want to talk about budgeting, but before we begin, don't forget to smash that 5 stars button and share with your friends because it helps the show grow. Now, the textbook definition is an estimation of revenue and expenses over a specified period of time and is usually compiled and reevaluated on a periodic basis. Simply put, a financial plan to protect your funds. Too often are black men swiping their cards or spending their money and then get confused when they only have $50 in their bank account. I used to be one of them. But once I incorporated a budget, well, let's just say I was less stressed during rent time. Now you may be asking, yo, Jamari, why is budgeting so important in manhood? Well, there are a couple of reasons why. One is that it helps shed light on bad spending habits. If you know where your money is going each month, you can find out where to dial back on spending if needed and either allocate those funds elsewhere or add them to your savings. Do you really need to go to Chick-fil-A 5 times a week? That money spent on a spicy chicken deluxe meal can go elsewhere, like buying groceries that'll last longer and is more fulfilling. Another reason is that it can also help you get out of debt. In most places, people get into debt because all they do is spend and borrow. And when that credit card bill or car note is due, they're left turning out their pockets. With a budget, however, you're going to have the money for those needs already tucked away and ready once the time comes. The most important reason to have a budget, however, is for emergency. Life happens. You may get laid off, become sick or injured, have car issues, go through a divorce, or have a death in the family, and all those can lead to some serious financial turmoil. Statistically speaking, most adults don't have a spare $400 for said emergencies. Your budget should include an emergency fund that consists of at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. That way, when crisis arises, and they always do, you're well prepared. So story time. I used to spend money like nobody's business. I used to go out and drink every weekend, eat out almost every day, and would go on dates from time to time and spend a pretty penny on activities. There was this one instance a few years back when I got paid on like a Thursday, and come Sunday, I only had $150 in my checking account to last me another 2 weeks. It was at that point that I knew I needed to figure out where the heck my money was going. So I sat down one evening and put out bank statements from 3 months in the past and went down item by item categorizing what I spent my money on. At the end of it all, my biggest 3 expenditures were food and entertainment, shopping, and transportation like gas. From there, I walked through how I could cut back on spending on all 3 of those categories, and once I figured that out, I implemented it moving forward. After another 3 months went by, I looked back at the previous 3 months at my bank statements and had a ton more money in my checking account. And on top of that, my big 3 expenditures dropped significantly. More of the story, sit down and really take time out to refine your funds. Having a handle on your monthly income expenses allows you to make sure your hard-earned money is being put to its highest and best purpose. So I encourage each and everyone out here, if you're listening to this, monitor your spending and create a budget. There are a plethora of budgeting tools and tips out there to research and adopt. One that I follow is the 50-30-20 rule. That is when you spend 50% of your paycheck on needs, 30% on wants, and 20% on savings or paying off debt. Everyone's wants and needs are a little bit different, so that's something that you'd have to figure out on your own as well. To me, my gym membership is a need, but going out to the bar every weekend is a want. To others, it could be a little bit different. Once you figure that out, however, it's smooth sailing. There's no going back. We can only get better. I'll see you next week.